Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So today we're in episode 27, which is the week 10 Q&A. Make sure to grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low calorie drink so you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. So today we have three new questions that I can answer. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure to send them over to questions@theweightmates.com. It's very simple. You can just email your questions. It really doesn't matter how much formatting you use, as long as you send me some questions, because honestly, I'm going to start running out of questions to answer. So please, if you want your question answered, no matter how short or how long it is, doesn't matter if I've answered it before already, just send them over to questions@theweightmates.com and I will answer them. So, question number one. I'm finding it hard to keep myself motivated in the long term. How do I change this? So this is actually a very common problem that lots of people really struggle with, and it's usually one of the causes that, you know, allows people to stop losing weight. Because what it is that people will say, oh, I need to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, and then that is their goal, right? It's the goal of losing a extremely large amount of weight. And they try to do it in one go, but it doesn't work that way because it becomes very demotivating very quickly if you lose 4 pounds in a month, right? Because then you start calculating and then, you know, it turns out you're going to need so many years to actually lose the weight you're looking to lose. So what I would instead recommend to people that kind of have this problem is, one, make sure to create smaller goals. Instead of focusing on losing 50 pounds, focus on losing 5 pounds first. Because if you lose 5 pounds 10 times, that's still the same thing, but you're allowing yourself to celebrate 10 times instead of only once, right? And then together with that, the second thing I would recommend is to reward yourself for achieving a goal. Like, let's say, for example, you need to lose 80 pounds, yeah? If you reward yourself for losing every 20 pounds, right, which is still a lot, or every 10 pounds, for example, you're allowing yourself to get a tattoo that you always wanted, or you're buying something new, something fun, like maybe like a PlayStation 5. I mean, hit me up if you can still find one of those, because I haven't. You know, but make sure to reward yourself in some way with your achievement. And it doesn't even have to be like a monetary reward. It could be something else, like watching a certain movie or spending a day in the weekend doing nothing, right? That's also a nice reward. So if you really want to change being able to motivate yourself in the long term, what you need to do is create smaller goals that are easier to be achieved, and then reward yourself for achieving those goals. Now, the other side of that approach is that you shouldn't start rewarding yourself for every single pound, because then you're going to grow more impatient, right? Because you're going to keep waiting for that 1 pound to be lost, and then you're going to keep rewarding yourself, and so your brain's going to get used to a reward for every single pound. So then if you take longer, for example 2 weeks to lose a pound instead of 1 week, which can totally happen, it's totally normal, then your brain is going to start craving that reward, and it becomes really easy to give up because you're not giving yourself that reward. So make sure to, at minimum, reward yourself every 5 pounds, on the maximum end every 20 pounds if you really have a lot to lose, to really keep yourself motivated. The second question is, how can I reduce my weight in 5 days? Now, when I came across this question, there were a lot of answers to it already, many of which recommended things like keto or OMAD or a soup diet and a water diet and all these kind of wacky things. And I'm going to take a bit of a different approach. You can reduce your weight in 5 days. That is true. But it's more a question of how much you can reduce it. Right? So if you want to reduce your weight in 5 days, here's the things you need to do. You need to go over to tdeecalculator.net so you can figure out how many calories you can have per day. Deduct 500 calories of that number so you know your daily deficit budget. Start sticking to that budget for every single day for those 5 days. Make sure to drink around 2 to 3 liters of water every single day, and do some additional cardio for 3 days of those 5. If you do that, you will reduce your weight. That is just a simple fact. However, again, it makes me come back to how much you'll reduce it. And honestly, in 5 days, I can't recommend losing any more than maybe half a pound, maybe a pound if you're lucky, right? So yeah, it's the question is formulated in a weird way where it's asking how they can, which I just explained, but they're not asking how much they can, right? And if you're talking about how much, then yeah, half a pound to a pound at most is probably as much as would be considered healthy, unless you're only just starting your weight loss journey, right, and you haven't tried to lose weight in any of the past months or years even, then there is a small chance that you might lose a lot of the water weight right from the start, which could allow you to lose a bit more, but that's not a guarantee, so I wouldn't count on that if I was you. Then moving on to the third question, a very interesting one, definitely one that goes a bit more meta than the usual questions. Question number three is, does thinking burn calories? Well, if it did, then I would be super slim right now, but to be honest, yes, it does, right? It does burn calories, right? The thing is, your brain is a large consumer of calories. I believe I read somewhere that it roughly consumes around 350 to 400 calories per day, which is quite a lot. But that is so that it can function properly. So does thinking burn calories? Yes, absolutely. However, will it burn things like fat? No, not really. Or at the very least, thinking on its own won't burn fat, right? Your body starts to burn fat as soon as it is running out of the carbohydrates to burn, right? As soon as that carbohydrate storage is empty, that's when it switches over to fat, right? So it doesn't matter if you're doing a lot of thinking or if you're exercising a lot, right? Even though exercise will be more effective at burning fat because you'll use a lot more calories that way. It will, in the end, burn fat, but it's not thinking on its own that will burn it. So yeah, thinking does burn calories. Yes, it does, absolutely. So those were the three questions that we're going through today. I'm a little bit out of breath because I was speaking very fast and I just came inside from playing with my dog. But nonetheless, I hope you all enjoyed it very much. And I hope this helps with your weight loss journey. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.